Yes, it was a very large house, 5 bedrooms, living room, hall, dining room, kitchen. It was, I said burn.
How did it burn?
We don't know what cold. We had moved out of it and going to other people moved, lived in it. We moved into Marshall.
Why did y'all move to
Marshall? Well, my daddy, his employment was out there. Well, he was sheriff. He was elected sheriff was one thing. And he had farming interests around there, too. That's why he moved into Marshall. And when he moved, we moved into Marshall, they didn't have any water facilities at all. And we never had lived anywhere that didn't have bathroom facilities, everything that type. So my daddy and two of his friends were the first ones that got the running water in Marshall. And
you mean you had running water in the plantation, but you didn't have
it in Marshall? Right, but why we had it, my daddy had elevated tanks that he pumped water into, you see. It was not the artesian water, but it was some rainwater and some pumped in there, you see.
How did he get rainwater?
Well, he caught it at that time, you know, that it, in those days we used to have normal seasons. We didn't have all these droughts and things that we have now. But we did. We had our own.
The water would run off
the house, you know, the gutters and things like that.
Caught it.
We used that, and then he had pumps, you see, with shallow wells that pump water into the tanks. Elevated tanks gave us the pressure, you see. To have, I had it right here before we had an artesian well, because well, that was the only way, you see, we could have. It was not real good water, but after my son finished college, he put down a well, artesian well, put down in 1954, I think.
The houses built here, were that, this was, is that a unique looking house, or is that pretty much like most of them looked around?
The house that I was born in?
Yeah.
No, it was a real nice home.
Yes.
Of course, built like the older homes are built, you see, not a two-story. But it was, had the long porch and an L on the back with pantry and kitchen and breakfast room, but the dining room was in the main part of the house, and it was closed in between the L, and as I said, it was very convenient and all, and that's, we moved away from there. I'll show you the picture of the house we lived in my apartment. It, I don't know if you've been up on the levee there, have you?
Yes, ma'am.
But the levee is about 3 times as large as it was. And it was right in that bend of the levee there. And it was condemned by the government and the levee board. And they ordered, you know, paid my mother for it. But, and they had to tear it down. And
now, around the house, there was a big, what would you call that? The porch. That was
the porch is all the way around it. Except one side, the west side, didn't have a porch around there. It wasn't a narrow porch, it was about 20 feet wide. And the rooms were all 20 by 20.
Yeah.
And that little upstairs porch there, you see, was a sleeping porch. And we'd go up, we had it screened in and had the bamboo shades all the way around. And we could, and when the boats would come into Marshall, we could let, just lay there in our beds and watch the rousters unloading the boat, you know, and the water when the water was up.
You mean the boats would come right in by Marshall?
Yes, right there.
Right by your house?
Right by our house.